We're talking about the work to deliver education this fall for K-12 schools. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for joining us. The Wausau School District announced last week it would start virtually in the fall with no on-site learning options. This prompted anger from parents in a Facebook group, which has attracted about 1,000 members to protest and challenge the decision. They're planning a protest for Saturday as they push for in-person learning. Parents, how is your child's school planning on returning in the fall? Will they be in a virtual setup or learning in classroom? A mix of the both. We're struggling to learn more about how this might take place. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Keith Hiltz is Wausau School District Superintendent of Schools. Superintendent Hiltz, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, explain the setup that you are working with in Wausau and what was discussed last week and the plan.
Well, and so the plan moving forward is to open all of our schools in a virtual setting, which will be very different and far improved from last spring. But frankly, that conversation's been taking place pretty transparently, you know, at the board level for the last several weeks and months. And the conversation, as it has on a national and state and regional level, has varied as new information has been shared, as we consult with community health and medical experts. But at this point, we feel it's the prudent thing to do in terms of opening our schools.
You're getting pressure from parents to hold in-person classes. What can you say?
Yes, there is a lot of pressure on both sides. You know, if really in this situation, we have found there is no best solution. There are no good options. And so, you know, when we considered whether we open fully, which was, you know, certainly an option we discussed, or opening it partially, you know, in some alternating format, or in the virtual setting, which is where we ended up, we opted to go for the safest decision in terms of the interest of our students and our staff, and frankly, our community. As we look at our COVID rates here in Marathon County and the region, they continue to rise. And so we feel that as a public entity, you know, an essential public entity, that we have a responsibility to try to do what we can to mitigate that spread.
I was talking with our principal of my kids' school and said that, you know, she was saying how she could make a lot of decisions in the absence of teachers, but without teachers there to help kind of construct what the fall will look like, it's very hard to go forward. And I'm wondering, what type of involvement have you had from your teachers, and when do they come back?
We've had 13 subcommittees that have been developing our plan to return to school, and it includes teachers as well as a number of other staff. We're very fortunate in Wausau to have a team of highly qualified school nurses, you know, medically trained, and they are our local medical experts, you know, our custodians. I mean, all of our staff have important input. So we've had roughly between 100 and 150 staff involved in creating this plan, and we continue to have more conversations to refine the plan moving forward.
What are these subcommittees working on? What are they tasked with?
Well, let's see. Obviously, there is instruction is a large piece of it, and that team, that education team, had, I believe it was 4 or 5 subcommittees working on everything from, you know, what do we do with elementary encore classes like art and music? What do we do with, you know, recess and lunch, you know, at the secondary level? You know, what does this virtual instruction look like? Beyond the education piece, we have teams that are focused on the social-emotional well-being of students and staff. We have teams focused on, obviously, the hygiene and the cleanliness. Our food service team, we have an entire team focused on the human resources aspect of this schooling in the pandemic. Like I said, there's 13 of them. That's I guess I covered roughly half.
Well, it seems, too, that your work is both trying to create an online platform and deliver that in the best way possible, but also in the background, you're trying to prepare these schools for the day that classes are in person.
Absolutely, yes. And like every other district, we've got the two other options, you know, whether some sort of an alternating schedule where half of the students come, where we are able to social distance and then manage that face-to-face instruction with something virtual. And then obviously the full return. And in all of our conversations with parents and staff, you know, we talk about how even a full return is not going to look the same as it did before the pandemic, between, you know, the hygiene protocol and the cohorting of students we're trying to create really three kind of new school systems kind of on the fly, basically.
Explain what you mean there by the cohorting of students.
So as we talk to medical professionals and community health experts, an important piece is in mitigating the transmission of the virus is to minimize contact with unique individuals. So if we can keep, for instance, at our elementary schools, if we can keep, 10 or 20 students together and minimize, their contact with other students and minimize their contact with adults, that will minimize that transmission. So that is one sub-goal, one layer as we make our plans, is to how do we minimize that contact between unique individuals.
I would imagine, too, your response time to a contact point in the schools would be also a huge challenge, responding to a possible case and then what you do and making sure everyone knows the protocols. What difficulties and challenges come around that?
Well, and we've had a good working relationship with our county health department. They've given us some direction. We have protocol. If a case is identified, we have communication protocol. We have quarantine protocol. So we have those plans ready to go.
We're talking with Keith Hiltz, who is Wausau School District Superintendent of Schools. We're looking at what fall will look like in Wausau and elsewhere. Parents, how is your child's school planning on returning in the fall? Will they be in virtual setup or learning in person, a hybrid of both? Where are you struggling? What resources have you found to be helpful? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Keith, the spring was such a challenge for everyone involved, parents, teachers, the students. How will this fall look different in terms of the technology you're rolling out and how you are going to be able to get these students engaged in learning?
Right. Yeah, we learned a lot of valuable lessons from the spring. I know when I talk to parents, they're really, the ones who are upset are really upset about the some of the experiences that their students had. And so what we've got in place, the technology, Wausau has been positioned well with technology. The only new piece of equipment we're adding is webcams for all of our teachers, and that just helps us float from virtual to blended to in-person learning. But more importantly, we will have a set schedule in place. Students and teachers will have scheduled times where they will interact. We'll have more face-to-face instruction, and more of the relationship, through the screen, but at least it's face-to-face. We also have the regular grading and attendance practices will be followed this year. Last year, I think some students, if we weren't taking attendance and we were taking grades, they really just didn't engage. So we have some of those accountability pieces in place. We're also going to be starting the school with a parent-teacher conference type meeting. We're just calling it a Ready for School conference. And we're going to schedule these face-to-face with teachers, students, and their parents or guardians, so that we can help make sure they are ready for the opening of school. We are also going to institute what we're calling a hub model, where the school is a hub of resources. And that can be used to support students or courses who have particular hands-on needs.
And in terms of laptops and the students, what technology have you dispatched to students?
Wausau School District is a one-to-one district. And so last year, again, we were preparing for virtual learning in terms of like emergency virtual and like a snow day. So we were somewhat ready. And so we had sent all the devices home. We happen to use iPads and Chromebooks here. But those, we did get most of those back from last school year. We will obviously get those ready and then redistribute those this fall at those ready for school conferences.
Okay, so the students, the families, they turned those back in at the end of the year. Now you're going to redistribute those devices again at the start of the fall.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. So where does your work stand today in trying to, you know, deliver fall education? You know, what are you, do you feel like the timeline is doable to be able to deliver this education virtually?
Yes. As I said, we were in pretty good shape last winter to do short term. And now with the lessons we learned from the spring, we've got a number of days set up this later this summer to ensure that our teaching staff and our support staff are prepared to teach in these in this setting. And I, like I said, we have the one new piece of technology with these webcams. You know, the difficulty always is, as I mentioned before, is in those layers, right? The how do we cohort students? And right now, what we're really trying to focus on is helping our families with the daycare situation. We know that's a big concern of theirs. That's maybe the biggest thing we've heard. And so we're working with some of our local partners to perhaps offer some support there. We're talking, and our own employees, you know, they have children. And if we're asking our teachers to teach full time, we have to be able to support that family structure.
Let's pause there. Yeah, let's pause there with Wausau School District's Keith Hiltz, superintendent, and your questions about the fall, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're zooming in on how the fall will unfold for Wausau's school district. The Wausau School Board decided last week to reopen with virtual schooling in the fall. Hundreds of parents, though, have signed a petition in recent days supporting an in-person reopening. We have Keith Hiltz with us, who is superintendent, and he stays with us. Let's bring in a call. Now, Liam is joining us from Eau Claire. Hi, Liam.
Hi.
Hi, what's your situation?
I'm currently a high school student at one of the schools in Eau Claire, and we have a reopening that is 2 days in person, either Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Wednesdays, everyone is off for cleaning, and we have online schooling on the days that we are not in class.
How do you feel about this setup?
Personally, I disliked online schooling last year when the schools were closed. It was a very difficult way for me to learn, and I did not feel like I was getting the same standard of learning that I was when I was in person. And I would love for the schools to reopen in person. I know that is definitely not the safest or the best option, but I am slightly glad that we are having some classes in person, so we're able to get more in-person feedback.
What guidance have you received on the health and safety precautions? Will you wear a mask?
Oh, definitely. My in my family, one of my parents is a medical professional, and he's very adamant about me wearing a mask and following safety precautions.
Liam, thank you for bringing your situation. Superintendent Keith Hiltz, you know, this is a high school student who says virtual learning isn't for him, and he's really embracing the in-person classroom, even if there are risks.
Absolutely. I've had conversations with some of our own students. My own children attended, these schools as well. And And yes, you know, one thing I would like to remind our students and our families about is that the quality of the virtual instruction that students will receive this year is far better than it was in the spring. In every educator I'm talking to across the state, I've just learned so many lessons from the spring. So again, that face-to-face opportunity and the schedules, the structure, the limiting of the number of learning platforms, it'll just be a far better process than it was last spring.
Well, let's talk about childcare that you brought up. Yesterday, we saw that Wausau Childcare started advertising an all-day program for children 5 to 12 years of age, where they're also helping with virtual learning. What do you see in terms of childcare and the delivery there? I mean, if you can have kids in a childcare setting, why can't they be in a classroom?
Yep, that is a question that many have asked, and you know it's similar to many other situations. You know, there are club sports going on right now, and again, you know, we are going to have very limited, you know, if any, co-curricular activities. We just feel that as a public entity that we have to, if we open up fully and expose students and adults to each other, we just feel that we're going to contribute to the spread of the virus, and we don't feel that is in the best interest of the community at this point.
So what would you advise parents who are working full-time from home and they're supposed to also direct their child's education virtually?
Right, yep, that is the main issue right now. And so, you know, like I said, we're working with some partners to see if we can expand some supervised opportunities for families. You know, I would encourage, you know, businesses. You know, the Wausau School District is a business. We have 1,300 employees, and they have children, and we're trying to create some opportunities for them. I would also encourage families to look around their neighborhood. Are there families that can get together and support each other? This is a community issue, and I heard a refreshing message from our county health expert at a recent board meeting. As you know, educators tend to take a lot of responsibility just because of our care for our students and our community. And her message was, it's not just the job of the schools to reopen the schools. It's really a community effort. And so we need to find creative solutions together to solve the child care issue so the economy can continue as well.
When you talk about looking around your community and teaming up with other families, it reminds me that micro schools and learning pods have become certainly a discussion point. How do you feel about those and creating little micro communities of students working together across families?
You know, our interest is in educating students and keeping them safe. If that's a possible solution, then that is a creative idea.
We're talking with Keith Hiltz, who is Wausau School District Superintendent of Schools, looking at what the fall will entail and how Wausau is rolling out virtual learning. You can join in with how your school is responding, 800-642-1234. Keith, as you look at the technology that you're going to load up on these Chromebooks and these touchpad devices, what technology are you deploying here?
Again, we're not adding a lot of technology. It's really the capacity, staff capacity, student capacity, and even parent capacity. So we will be using the technology differently. For instance, you know, when we're going to be talking to our teachers about, as you deliver direct instruction, you know, record it and then post it. So parents who are working, and need to help their child later in the day, can have access to that kinds of instruction. So really it's more about capacity than the actual technology itself.
I think some parents who have kindergartners or, you know, young elementary school kids are saying, okay, how do I keep my kid in front of a screen when I tell him to get off the screen all day long? This is a real challenge because as parents are working at home, you know, some kids are on the Xbox or watching YouTube videos about Lego building, as two examples there, what's happening in my house.
Yes. You know, and again, that's one of the main reasons we're having those in-person back to school, ready for school conferences, trying to support parents and setting up, how do you set up a structure at home, to set those expectations. Again, we will partner with families in any way we can to keep, the kids keep getting, educated, progressing through the curriculum, but also in a very safe manner.
Okay, so how do you set this up at home? What are some of your tips for parents right now?
If I were preparing a 5-year-old who's never been to school to do this, I would start practicing now. Find some content on there. Kids are not going to be on the screen for 7 hours. We're probably looking at a 5-year-old, probably at more around the time frame of like 45 minutes total, broken up into 15-minute segments with things to do in between, learning activities to engage in. So it's not going to be just screen time. So I would just start to, work with my child, in that 10 to 15 minute range and get them to understand that this is a tool and it's a place to learn things and again, just kind of replicate that experience to the extent possible.
What about for high school students who are also trying to look at college and career paths and make sure that they have all of the academics that are going to prepare them for their future? What do you say to high school students?
We will offer a high-quality instructional experience for them. Like I said, we understand the hands-on nature of many of our courses, and we will be working with our teachers and our administrative leaders to be able to create face-to-face, socially distanced, those responsible situations where students can come in and do, some of the lab work they need to do, anything really hands-on, some of the career and tech ed courses. Those will have in-person opportunities that will be created for the students.
Superintendent Hiltz, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. I know this is a hard time, so hopefully this helps some parents understand that we're really just trying to make decisions in the best interest of their children and the community.
Keith Hiltz is Wausau School District Superintendent of Schools. Just ahead, we talk with Tim Rogers, a Republican campaigning to unseat Democratic Representative Gwen Moore as part of the Ideas Network's 2020 elections coverage. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.